Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Say big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Good Enough Podcast. We're here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Today we've got our guest, our good friend. He's back again, Mads Kadar.
Hi. I just say hello to everyone from me and my goatee. How is everyone doing today?
Your goatee.
Okay, see.
What, is that new?
Huh?
Is that new?
Just came out.
It's not new.
I didn't even know.
It ain't new.
Don't violate.
What you just? You've had this for time, bro.
Wallahi.
Okay, cool. So if I go on your gram now, I'll see no goatee.
I'll give you a rack right now if you can see a goatee.
If he's that confident.
Give you a fuzz. Wow. I'll fuzz upon him on the spot right now.
Connor, that's a handshake.
Well, he didn't say I have to give him one.
No, you don't have to give me nine, bro. Bro, come along.
Max just grew a goatee.
Reese, bro, like, listen, like, two. Bro, I was in Canada, bro. I just
You didn't have one.
Let me see.
I told you.
Let me see.
He's never had a goatee, bro.
Lie.
Wait, this just started coming
through. Shut it down.
Just,
oh,
just
yeah.
Coming now.
Oh, yeah.
They got Max for the goatee, and he's going gym as well.
Yeah, you're looking bowler. I can't lie. You can't even fit in that top, bro. Wow. Yeah,
bro.
No, but you know, he's actually got a strong muscle.
My 16-year-old left has bigger arms.
Hey, wait, look, wait. I beg you, Tony, you have to get up for this. Feel his muscle. It's fucking rock solid, bro. I beg you, feel it now. It's, what is that?
He's got a potato under there.
What the fuck? Compared to mine, man. My thing's soft.
I told you. You know,
how many sessions have you done?
How many sets? I've done 9-9.
No, how many sessions have you done?
Sessions.
How many sessions? It's my first time ever going to the
digital. When are you going to drop the training plan?
Oh, I'm in the talks right now with my guy Kyle. Shout out to my brother KGB.
Oh, shout out to KGB. Yeah. Gets everyone in shape. Big up. Is it?
I beg you for it. It's normal.
Do you know what it is though? It's because there's nothing else.
No,
do you know what
no.
I mean? So it's just the bone. Pure muscle on top of the bone.
Oh,
it's
back as well. Allah Mubarak.
Say no more. All right, today, we're just going to be going through like some questions, some dilemmas.
Yeah, we asked you a lot on Insta. Go get out of Insta if you ain't already.
Come on. You ain't good enough for the man if you ain't following them.
Yeah.
There's a few weird ones we're going to go through. So, you know, don't mind if I pause sometimes, but I'm going to read some out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same, man.
Look, we're going to start because we've been talking about this already. How often do you hit the gym and what's your main stuff you love to do on the pod? Okay, that's a question for all of us, I guess.
Okay, how often do I hit the gym? 4 days a week.
Yeah.
But I fell. Been going gym, 4 years? But I'm on and off though. Like, I've got a decent bit of size.
Hey,
my gut, I've never trained legs in my life.
Hey, your leg.
I've never tried legs in my life.
Your leg though.
Oh, love my boy. but fucking 4 days a week. My diet's hit and miss. I snack a lot. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
Like I eat my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I clean meals, but then I'll fucking go yam like 2 packs of sweets, 8 crisps.
That's
I mean, that's
problem.
Where I get the gut. So I got the muscles, but I ain't really got.
Do you got slow metabolism?
Yeah, as I've got older, I used to be rapid.
You're lucky, I got faster.
My thing's rapid.
Bro, but I can't lie to you. give me credit where it's due. I just came back from Toronto. I was eating 5 times a day. I'm talking Chick-fil-A, Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. And still not.
Broski, I was 47 kg. How much do you have now?
47.2.
I'm 53.
Fuck
you're not
me.
50. We're you're lying. 53.
We're lying, 53.
Where did it go?
Just holding in a massive shit. All that food.
He said it's that leg.
Or your bollocks are just dangling.
It hasn't gone to the stomach. You got a six pack. Me, I barely go gym.
Now I can tell it all, Broski.
What do you mean that? That's not.
Wait, this guy's got a gym in his yard as well.
I've got a gym in my yard, though.
That is just laziness.
You're tall, dark, and handsome, bro.
If I was. Nah, but genuinely, listen, this is the way I see it, bro. I'm 6'5, black bearded. You get me? And I can sing. If God made me.
And you got a good hairline, but you sometimes wear a durag for no reason.
And I still wear a durag. If. God made me bolo, it's unfair.
It's not a bad. God,
it's unfair.
Put the fuck in.
No, it's just unfair. I've decided to take pledge to not get wham because it's unfair for everyone.
I can't lie.
Did you get it?
You're actually the fucking best.
See? Thank
you're
you, man.
You're too good. Everything you do is...
Everything I do is a
tons of gym for you, you just...
Gym?
Oh, well, I genuinely, if I go... Broski, light skin, when I go to IB, if I'm tanned, I got a six-pack bolo. Aye. And I go... And my goatee...
And you got, and you got cheddar.
On my life,
and you got bread.
On my life, I feel like me and Sharky are competing.
No, I can see that still.
Me and Sharky
got similar. You get me?
I can't lie. I find it quite. This is getting people off. I think it's quite sneaky if boys are obsessed with the gym. Like, I go to the gym, but if you make your whole life about I can't have, like, say you make a prep. I used to know some boy at the gym. Yeah, this ain't even a joke. Yeah, he used to make prep meals, pre-prepping for the whole week. Cool, whatever, you're on your stuff.
Yeah,
he wouldn't even have ketchup with it. Just to get the flavour better because it's extra calories.
Okay, yeah, he's doing too much.
Your life is pain.
My brother, enjoy life.
Your life is pain.
Do you get it? Enjoy life a bit.
Like, fuck me. See certain men like that, they think, because I asked him, he goes gym for girls.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you don't move nothing.
Oh, my life.
You stand there opening the weather app. Like, but your bolo, you're chiseled. Right, you're like a Greek god, but if you're doing it, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Why would you go gym for girls?
My life, let me catch you.
So you stand there opening the weather app.
Mum's eye.
Have you done that?
I've never done that. No.
I have.
No.
You know me.
I've been there, open emails, scrolling through, close
what,
it, lock
tall,
it.
Dark skin, handsome, and you're opening the weather app.
Yeah, well, you know, God didn't make me bolo and he gave me confidence issues. Yeah.
No, I step for anyone. I don't give a toss, bro.
You actually do.
Bro,
yeah,
if I take it out, I take it out, bro.
Exactly, fuck it.
What if she says no? Is it gonna kill me?
What is the worst that can happen? Some boys are just insecure and they start going your butt.
You know, it turns me on.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
How about it turns me on when a girl says no to me?
That sounds like an R charge.
That's different.
No, as in like
that's different.
No, wait.
Explain.
No. Like, say if I go
they're trying to push
girl,
you out and you just
say,
won't.
Say if I go up to a girl and I say, "Oh, you're good looking," and she says, "No, sorry," it gets me gas because, like, you know what? I took it out. Bunny, I'm going to the next one. I'm going to get it done.
Yeah.
Not like that, bro.
No. Taking an L means nothing, bro. The amount of times you're going to get rejected. What's the worst fear of getting rejected? I'd rather get rejected. See, if I see a bird on that and I think, yeah, she's banging, I've got to go chat to her, yeah, because if I get rejected, I'd rather know what would have come of it than not know.
I keep it real. Wallahi.
I feel like I waste my number.
Wallahi, I don't even get rejected like that. Wallahi.
I've seen it live.
I just came up from North America, G. I got videos on my phone.
But what's kind of the same?
Mental health. When I tell you, when I was stepping there, left, right, and center, everyone cracking their necks for me. Oh my God, who is he? Where's he from?
Is it?
He said London, B.
And he's saying, Dali, right, yeah?
They love the London accent out there.
And I forced that accent as well. do you know where they're working at Ice Latte? Thank you so much, Dali. Broski, how can I say that to one John? How can you say to me, come to my yard later, please? Wallahi.
Nah, I believe you.
Guess what I said?
What? No, busy. I'm busy.
And guess what? I wasn't even busy. I just went to go and get food.
Was she a dead thing?
No, she's not a dead thing. She's Leng, but I want to have the feeling that Leng thing really wants me, and I'm telling her skates.
I hear
you. I'm like that.
Build up your self-esteem.
I don't give a toss.
You don't give a toss?
All right, well then, yeah, that's the first question. Hey, this one spites me, but would you get plastic surgery?
Oh, 100%.
The reason why I want to ask that, I can't really say
I wouldn't because I had my hair done.
Yeah,
does that count? So it's basically cosmetics.
That's cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, I wouldn't get plastic surgery. I just like injections and that in your face.
I've had plastic surgery.
Yeah, your ear.
Oh, well, it's Max to guess.
Why would your ear?
This is
when
plastic.
I first bugged you for the first time, I clocked your things a bit meat. But I never, I never ever said it to you because you're my dog. But I knew there was something about
you. You're not a real friend then.
I'm a friend of
social, but show me.
I can't take it off because it's. I have to look in the mirror to put it back on.
Say wallahi.
This, no, my ear can't come off, bro. Oh. But long story short.
Bang off.
Man had an accident, not talking about it, yeah. But my ear got slashed off, innit? My ear got taken off.
What do you say ear? Like
here, right here.
On his lobe.
On my lobe here.
Got like ripped.
It's ripped. Yeah, but...
I like what I feel.
But
somebody that means like me, Allah bless
you. Okay, I hope so. You get me? But then, yeah, I had to get the ear put, you get me, plastic in there to just reshape it and that. So now, this thing that's on my ear now is...
You still wear AirPods, are they?
It's a normal ear, bro.
Okay,
it's still a lot of this is still my ear, but there's just plastic inside it to reshape the ear to put it back together.
But don't you need the fucking stud in there? Though?
So this thing here is called a pressure earring, and that basically inside this.
Is there not a way they can just do it together? Yeah. Without them?
So it's not an actual earring that you're just putting on.
It's a clamp that's clamping my ear like this.
Can you take it out?
I can take it off right now, but it stops the plastic.
It's like the magnetic earrings you do when you're younger.
There's plastic inside my ear, but if the blood goes to the plastic, my body's gonna tell it like, yo, that's plastic, we need to push it out. So it's gonna try and push the plastic out my ear, burst my ear again. So I gotta stop the blood going to the plastic until I have radiotherapy.
What's that?
It will kill all the cells in my ear, so my ear will never grow.
Yeah, but bro, how long you been in this waiting list? Because you've had that for years.
Yeah, I know.
You've had that for as long as I've known you.
Nah.
Have I not? Have you not?
Nah, I had it whilst I knew you. A few years after I knew you, I got that happened. So yeah.
I got an earring.
Nah. But obviously, do you know what it is? Because it's a thing where, like, bro, think about it. In front of me, there's flipping cancer patients. There's this, that. Because I want to get my ear blasted by radiotherapy, I'm not very important.
I had to fucking jump the queue for something. I had to go private for something because I got booked in for something I thought was quite important. Personal, I'm not going to say it. In 2020, my appointment is next Tuesday.
Where's it?
Swear down. I got a text yesterday and I was like, oh, fuck me.
2020.
What's that for?
Four years later, man.
No, not surgery. I was getting an appointment for something that I booked in 2020.
An appointment for 4 years.
Oh my God, I know what it is.
No, I booked it in 2020.
You said it on the podcast.
But I've already paid to get sorted now, but I thought, fuck, and there is actually a problem.
Too fast.
So I thought, fuck me. Imagine if I...
Yeah.
Oh my days.
I had plastic surgery on my throat.
No, you didn't.
Of course, I had a throat surgery. Life.
But is it plastic surgery?
No, you did. Yeah, you did. I thought you was trolling then. Sometimes I can't understand if you're being serious.
Wait, so go on, tell us about it quickly.
He had the best voice in the world, didn't it? And then they thought, no, I can't, he's just too lame.
Me and Donald Trump did the same medication.
Yeah, we know.
What?
Don't piss me off.
We know.
Wallahi.
He said it on the last podcast.
Wallahi.
The COVID vaccine.
Me and Donald Trump, broski. He knows who I am. But he hasn't like shouted me or nothing recently. Not even recently, he never shouted me. But
recently.
But he knows of man still.
You reckon?
100%, bro. Me and him took the same medication.
Wait,
out of 8 billion people, me and him, 2 people in the world took the same thing.
No one else took it?
No one else. Did they
try it on him first or you first?
They said lab rat thing.
So they let you have it
right?
He took it first and then I took it after him.
That's a vial.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're a lab rat. You're a rodent.
There was no way Donald Trump was the first person to take it, bro.
Wallahi was.
They're not going to try.
Word on the fucking president.
A bit of medication on the president. The first bit. Sorry, bro. Your legacy story, it's not adding up, bro.
What's the max age you should go about a driving license? I think 17.
Big man, I got mine at 17.
18 max.
What if you don't have your license by 18? You're a joke.
What
if I told you I don't have my license?
Because you're a joke.
You do.
Well, I don't. Bro, I'm getting my license this year.
How old are you? 21.
I'm 20.
Come on, man.
Get it,
bro, man. You know what it is.
What? Yeah, but your excuse is gonna be I don't need to drive.
Excuse, and I'm busy.
You're busy, bro.
Just do the 5-day course, bro.
But you got a decent bit of scratch, bro. Just order the fucking...
A mental scratch.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. So why don't you just do the crash course?
No, generally, well, like, how about this? I know how to drive. Obviously, my friends...
Everyone says that.
Here, like, they let me drive their cars in it. Obviously, I know how to do manual.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I just really haven't went to a lesson and said, yo,
you don't realize how much freedom you're going to have once you drive.
I take Ubers everywhere. That's
fucked. You know how trendy that is?
I spend 30, 40, 50 Ubers every day.
I know.
It's dear, bruv.
And Max is on everything, you know. You know, sometimes I'll call him on a random one.
Well, call me 3 a.m., come and bug me. Well, I was
he'll come.
My life, I just woke up.
What you on, broski? Yeah, I'm going to live right now, bro. I've been at half hour, yeah? That's all. That's, bro, anytime he's on it.
Hey.
This kid's not asleep.
Bro, everyone's going to die. So, wallahi, if I'm 2 hours asleep and you bell me and say, Max, come out now.
He'll come. He will come.
On my life, I'm there.
No, I'd rather sleep.
I won't even ask questions. Nah, bro, life's too short, bro. You're going to die. I want to make
life actually ain't short. Life's very long.
Wallahi, it's not.
If you deep it, it's actually very long.
In the grand schemes, I think, wallahi, it isn't.
You're just a blip.
No, I disagree. That whole thing of life so short, blah, blah, blah. Like,
why?
Like how you make up your own path. Like, you don't have to fucking, by the age of 25, get married, settle down, have a house, do this stuff.
When
like,
I
you
say
do
life
what you
is
want.
Short, when I say life is short, the purpose of life, you die, you're born, your parents grow you till you're 18. Once you're 18, you live your own life, blah, 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 and then you die.
Yeah.
It's such a short.
I know, but if you deep it, yeah?
Go on.
Think about, so cool, 10 years ago, you was 10 years old. To you, that feels like a lifetime ago, no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So 30 is going to feel exactly the same time as what 10 did. That's not short.
Obviously, I'm looking at it the religious way, and obviously, like, afterlife is eternity. So, like, from having 30, 40, 50, 60 years of life to eternity where it will never, ever, ever end, is that it's kind of a big difference in it. So that's how I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
To be fair, seeing it like that is another point, isn't it? Obviously, depending on what you believe.
I think once you die, the lights go black. I think that's it.
And you just gone like that.
Ah, man.
I think that's it. I think that's why.
Wait, what do you feel like happening when you die? Like,
I think that's
die,
it.
You think that's it?
That's it. That's why I think you should live your life to the fullest.
Can I ask a question?
You get one go at it. That's it. Boom.
Nah. Can I ask a question? Obviously, Man, I want to get educated on it. But like, you see, going to heaven, and having it like an eternal.
What are you, Christian?
Having eternal. You see it.
Atheist.
Atheist.
Yeah.
So you don't believe in God. You don't believe in
heaven. Let me ask this.
Not one bit.
This is interesting.
No, we'll have a good combo. Yeah.
Well, it's a good combo.
Let me ask this. Going to heaven and that, you're getting all the riches that you wanted, 40 gal,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
All that, blah, blah.
Everything, yeah.
Does it get long? Isn't there going to be like one day where you wake up and
say, does it get long?
it's a bit long for man.
No, but
No. I'm just
saying. Cool.
Let me ask you a question. No, but listen. I'm not saying it in that mad way, but just
no,
hear me
no
out.
No one's going to take offense to
it. I really want
to
get
He's
this.
He's Muslim, you're Christian, I'm atheist.
Yeah, yeah. I want to get this out. Okay, let's say tomorrow I give you both 20 billion. Mm. You could basically do anything you
want. I know what you're saying. If you've got a black card for life.
Black card for life.
It ruins the buzzer.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, I can do anything I want today. You get it?
Yeah.
In heaven, what I'm asking is there going to be a time where you wake up and be like, this is kind of long. There's not really.
Because I see heaven is, obviously I'm not the most educated, but heaven is so beautiful. It's so precious. Like, it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No.
It's given to you. So it's something that Allah, like God's given to you. You can never, ever get tired or bored of it. As he could give you everything and anything and you'll still be satisfied with everything that you have.
Okay.
Because, like, in Islam, the way to go to heaven, bro, like, the purpose of life is to worship Allah and to pray 5 times a day and obviously just get closer to God and, you know what I mean? So obviously, once you do that and Allah's happy with you, he gives you everything. Because obviously, bro, in this life, bro, even the rich of the richest or the, like, or the people that have everything in the world, bro, they still go through depression. They still go through stuff. They still go through.
No,
cool.
In Islam, the way we see it, bro, you could be as poor. You could have £0 to your name. But if you have faith in Allah and you pray to Allah and you have faith in Allah, like Allah one day is going to take me out of the situation.
No.
You see my review on religion, not just Islam, just religion. I respect and rate the faith aspect of you want to be a better person for whoever your God is. Like you want to be a better person because you want to go in this afterlife, whatever religion it is. But I want to be a better person every day just because of my moral compass. I don't, if I wake up and I think, oh, what I've done there is wrong. I want to better myself, be a good person, not pray, but like think, okay, got to do this, that, the other, just for myself. I don't get that and then think, oh, this is God sending me a sign. I think without religion, this is my personal opinion, I feel like people would get on a lot more. There's so much divide because of religion. And it's all it is in my head is there's not just Islam, Christianity, every religion, it all comes from something which can't be proved. It's all just faith.
What religion?
Can't be proved. There's no proof of afterlife.
It's been proven. Like obviously, I'm not.
But there ain't no. Not solid facts.
I'm not the most educated, but there's stuff in the Quran where
yeah, but that's just a book.
It says something, and wallahi has happened.
I hear it, but that's the,
yeah. But like,
I can't tell you exactly.
Yeah, but I believe people like Jesus could have been a real geezer and that. You know what I mean? But it's back in the day.
He was.
Like he could. Yeah, he could have been a real geezer, but it doesn't mean that he got water and turned it to wine or whatever the fucking story is. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I'm not trying to be
no,
offensive. I'm just saying like, there's no actual until someone shows me. It's like with anything.
But then that's what religion is, though. Religion.
No, that's what I'm saying. The
religion
faith.
Religion is faith.
The faith. So that's what I respect about it. I respect the faith.
I get what you're trying to say, but I tell you, obviously, I'm not the most educated. As I keep saying. But find someone that's educated, for example, like there's a lot of brothers like Shamsi, et cetera, and they can actually sit with you and genuinely, wallahi, I wouldn't lie to you for no reason, genuinely open the Quran for you and show you evidence that makes you. It's like.
What about afterlife,
it's like
though?
One plus one.
But afterlife.
Afterlife.
I'm sure there's things in the Quran and the Bible that did actually happen, but if we're talking heaven and hell, afterlife.
Yeah.
Like, there's no proof of that. There's no proof that once you die, you go somewhere else. There's zero.
That's why you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No, of course. I get the faith. I get the faith aspect.
That's the whole.
But I just don't know why there's so many religions. I think if religion was real, then there should be one only religion because everyone should be believing in the same God. You know what I'm saying? This is going to offend a couple of people, but it's just my opinion. Like I said, I respect people's faith and everything like that. Like if it makes people a better person, then I respect that. But I do think religion is something made up by people years ago to give people in their community faith and to give people hope and a reason to live. And if they're in a bad situation, it's a reason to do better and a reason to live because you think, oh, if I'm a good person, I'm gonna go to heaven, I'm gonna do this. And I rate it, but I don't believe that there is a God and we're gonna die and go to heaven and hell.
Genuinely, bro, yeah. Let me ask you a question. I give you £10 billion right now, you give me one of your eyes.
I knew this.
One of my what?
Give me one of your eye.
Yeah.
You give me your eye and I'll give you £10 million for one eye. Oh, actually.
No. Let me do it properly.
100 million, I'll give you both your eyes. I'll give you 100 million.
No.
Why is that?
Because I can't see.
You value your eyes, alive.
Yeah.
Broski, let's keep a buck. Everything, I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. Yeah. Everything, your body, your heart, your organs, your kidney, everything about you. There's no way on earth, on anything, that it just comes out of thin air.
It's evolution. Look at all the animal kingdom. We are just hairless creatures with a sick brain.
Bro,
how was the first animal kingdom ever created?
There's evidence of it. It started out of a little bacteria. Then we turned into fish.
But where did that bacteria come from, though?
There's no way this is
the point I'm trying to say.
No, but I think it's just such a lazy answer to say, oh, it must have been something that just...
That's just going back to faith. I ask that question to people all the time and they go, oh, but it started from an atom. Okay, where did the atom come from? It started from this. Where did that come from?
Yeah, you've got to ask a scientist.
I'm not a fucking scientist. What is the beginning of the beginning of the beginning? Yeah, but they can't answer it.
No one knows.
We still have that ongoing debate forever.
This agrees with my point. No one knows where we come from.
Yeah.
So like, I think it was a something to be made up. It's another reason. Right. It's another belief.
How could you go from bacteria to fish to this?
We don't know, innit? It's some scientific fucking anomaly. I don't know, man.
When I was like, you get me, not in touch with God and that, not getting closer to God and stuff, I was thinking, okay, how can I strip this down to the most basic human-like, the way we think, like common sense form I can think of.
I'm thinking, very
black and white.
Very black and white.
So like, I was taking things like, you can't eat pig, drink alcohol, blah, 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 this and that. I was taking that and I was trying to like, almost turn back the time in my head and go, how did that come about, yeah? And I was thinking like, okay, cool. Say for example, there was these religions. Think of them as like packs of people, right?
Yeah, no, that's what I think.
And then, I don't know. Back then we couldn't clean pigs the way that we clean pigs now, yeah? So a lot of people were dying from swine infested diseases and shit like that.
No, you know,
so
you know reason pigs don't eat pork because it's the
animal that can't look up to God or something like
that. No, it's because of, it's the, it's the animal that rots the quickest.
And it's the animal that's the dirtiest animal.
Whatever's bad for your body is not permissible in terms of like alcohol. What does alcohol do? It has side effects.
Yeah,
it,
but then
it gives you stuff. But, pork, what is it? It comes from a pig. Pigs are dirty. Obviously, they're in the mud. Dogs, for example, the reasons dogs, you can't have a dog. Even
can't have a dog?
Like, you can have it. I'm not sure in the aspect, but for example, if a dog comes into the room, I can't pray in that room.
Really?
Because it's something called najas, which is dirt. The tongue is like, what is it again?
It's no, because it's a very clean religion, I get.
It's purity.
That came from...
If you touch a dog, you got to shower seven times. You got to wash seven
that
times.
That came from... Seven times. That's in the Quran.
Yeah, washing seven times.
No. The dog.
Oh, the dog thing. Oh, I can't tell you. I'm not 100%. I just don't want to say stuff that I'm invalid.
Yeah,
I don't want to take the risk, innit?
It's interesting, bro. It's mad interesting. It's but yeah, I tried to strip it back in my head and think, how did it happen? And I can't put all the pieces together.
I just can't find
So that's why I have faith. Because I think to myself, how did this happen? How did all this happen?
Ask a question. Do you believe in good karma, bad karma?
I wouldn't say karma, I think the way the world works, I wouldn't say really karma. Like, I wouldn't think if I do something bad, something bad's gonna happen, because I know some horrible people and they're living life. Do you know what I mean?
Facts.
Do you know what I'm saying? But I would say if I feel like I judge people on how clean their heart is, I surround myself with good, clean-hearted, motivated people, it will make me more successful, because if you surround yourself with that environment, then
if I'm always
around people that are doing dodgy things, this, that, the other, then yeah, you could say good karma, bad karma. If I put out bad in the world, I'll get bad back because I'm around bad. If I put out good, I'll get good back because I'm around good. It's a fact.
It's just a fact, for real.
Like in Islam, yeah, when you die, there's something called the Barzakh world. And the Barzakh world is basically where it's just, when you die, you're just there. And obviously, if you're a good person, you say to Allah, because you can see Day of Judgment. Like, when you die, as soon as your soul's taken out of your body, you see the angel of death.
Right.
And the way he takes it is when you find out whether you're going hell or heaven. If he takes out in a negative way, an angry face, like, it hurts, you know that outcome.
It's a
if he takes it in a soft, calm way and just calms you, then it takes it, like, your soul like that, then you know you're good. So obviously, when you die and you're in the Barzakh world and you see, like, if you know you're gonna, you kind of know if you're gonna go hell or heaven. So when you're dead, you say to Allah, "Ya Allah, bring the day of judgment closer, bring it closer," because they know what the reward they're gonna get. But obviously, if they know they're a bad person, "Ya Allah, make it longer. Don't bring day of judgment now. Wait, because they know the outcome." So once you die, it's cut clear proof that you just know exactly.
You know where you're going.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
Exactly what's going on.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
I just think the whole afterlife thing is just a way to make people not scared of death.
And we wait, and when we, Day of Judgment.
I personally think.
For Day of Judgment, we all wake up. We're all going to die. And now we're going to be the same form that we died in, right?
They're not going to, you're not in the mic, you're not in the mic. You're not in the mic.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, and then obviously you just, it feels like 50, I think it's 50 million or 50,000 years, isn't it? And you're just there, and you're just waiting for Allah to
get that long.
Yeah, it feels
I just feel like we had a, we,
we're
like,
all naked.
I feel like humans. 50,
It feels like, isn't it 50,000?
What, waiting to know if you're going to heaven or hell?
I feel like we're not capable, a lot of people aren't capable of accepting the fate that there is nothing after. So we have to make up this thing to make ourselves feel better. That's how I feel. Well, I'm okay with dying. Like, I know there's nothing after because life right now, I'm living it to the fullest.
But I don't think there's an end goal for everything in life.
What?
There's always an end goal for everything, no?
Yeah, exactly. But his idea would be to live his life to the fullest while he's here.
Like in 300 years, everyone we know
is gone.
Like, unless we make an imprint on this thing and we're a memory, but if you're just the average Joe, whatever, like, everything, it's only about your life, your consciousness. 300 years, nothing you've done matters. Like, exactly, you're dead. You're never coming back, never. And people can, like, I get it, people can pray or, like, have faith and, like, think, oh, yeah, I can, there's ghosts and afterlife and shit. I think it is all just to make people feel better at that, oh, no, they're not really gone. They're not really gone, but they are.
I know you say that, yeah? But trust me,
people are scared of accepting it.
When you look into Islam, Allah guides whom he will. So there's so many people where they believe nothing's going to happen after, or they don't believe in nothing. And Allah just shows you, he just shows you, right?
How though? How?
Signs.
In what? See, if I got
commit,
a,
okay, cool.
If pray, I got a sign, I'd just say that's a coincidence.
In Islam,
that's what I get.
You pray 5 times a day. And you make dua. Dua is like when you pray to Allah, you speak to Allah. Even Fajr, you could just speak to Allah, because ask Allah any language in the world. You just say to Allah, I want this, I want that, I want that. And obviously, if you pray, and you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like he'll give you like what you need. Sometimes you can make dua and it doesn't go to plan, because Allah always has a better plan for you, always know what's best for you. So you can, right now you can say, God, give me £50 million right now.
It's not, and it don't run.
No, of course
he might give it to you, he might not. But it's just, he knows what's best for you. So he'll give you proof. Allah guides whom he wills.
You're giving credit to someone that, in my opinion, doesn't exist.
But God gave it to
you. No, you just happened to fall on your feet like
before
that.
Before you was born, 50,000, 100, like, years before you was even created.
Yeah.
He wasn't even like sperm.
No, okay.
Bro, we get it.
Yeah. Allah written your life. He knew when he was going to be born. He knew what your name was going to be. He knew.
I'm not Muslim.
I know, he created you, every human, whether you're Hindu.
Oh, in your belief, yeah.
Buddhist, whatever. Allah knew. He created your life. He knows when Johnny Kerry's going to be born. He knows when he's going to have kids. When he's going to do when he's going to die. He's done it for you. So obviously, you can make dua, but everything's written for you.
It's already written.
It's already written for you.
Mm. What do you think, though?
I disagree.
Yeah,
I can never, ever, ever.
I'm not the most educated, but there's
I don't want to say.
I know. There's a lot of Muslim brothers.
But do you understand what I'm saying I think faith is just something to keep people hopeful, and I rate it. I do respect religion because it makes people better people.
But I can't lie.
But there's no actual proof of the things that you're saying. You're just saying it is written in the Quran, it's written in the Bible.
That's me. I'm the one that's, I'm not showing you evidence because I'm not the most.
No, of course.
But wallahi, I can assure you, if you bring someone that's educated, for example, like Shamsi or—
I don't think it'll change my opinion.
Can I ask you something? Have you ever just been in a tough situation and prayed to God? Or never?
No.
Never. Obviously, it's just been that way. You've been this way since.
I've probably thought to myself, like, oh, please, something has got to happen right now to get me out of this situation. Like a stroke of luck. Yeah. I wouldn't think it's God.
Right.
I feel like everything in life does happen for a reason. Like, but like, I don't think it is some man in the sky that fucking, like,
he can't swim.
Yeah, I don't know. But then I don't know, but I accept the fact that I don't know. But I'm not going to say, oh, it must be some random entity that we don't know about.
Can I ask you something?
There's something that has to be before something.
Yeah, there has to be, but... But I'm okay with that.
He's content, bro.
But
he's
I'm okay with it. I don't need reassurance. I don't need reassurance to think, oh, if I die, there has to be something. I don't need that. No, I know the basics about Islam, Christianity. Do you know what I mean? Right, but it's never really. I just don't. A lot of my family are atheist.
Is there something in the Quran that states when the world ends or anything like that? Or when is it just a thing where it's continuous?
Yeah.
Yom Qiyamah. Is it, yeah?
Yo, the day of judgment.
So not even getting lit on a Friday.
That's
crazy.
I just find it mad, yeah. I find it mad. Like I said, I respect it, but I find it mad. See, like a nun will suppress, in my opinion, suppress. I know they want to do it and I respect it. Like everyone has their own like life.
Believes them and whatever,
but
yeah.
A nun will suppress her whole life.
Yeah.
Following everything just for when she dies. And there's not even a like enough evidence, which is fact, to prove the fact that when she dies, like that belief and that faith, I rate it, but it's like you're in my opinion, you're wasting your whole life following something just for this life for when you die.
When you die.
And then in my eyes, nothing happens after that. So it's like, what are you doing?
But they don't feel that feeling.
No, of course not.
Yeah, because they're thinking.
And religion is the main cause of war.
It is. It's
the main cause of war.
This is the thing.
I feel like if everyone was atheist, then everyone accepted the fact.
There wouldn't be war.
I feel like if everyone's atheist and everyone accepted the fact that, yeah, cool, once we're gone, we're gone. Might as well be nice to each other. That's it. I feel like there would be less conflict. There won't be none, because there's other reasons for conflict, but I think there'd be less conflict.
There's loads, but I can't lie, religion is weaponized, bro. Religion is weaponized.
Religion is, if you don't believe what I believe, you're wrong. And then there's a disagreement there, straight away.
When you get into that, when you get inside that grave and you get questioned and there's no coming back, what do you say? Oh Lord, send me back. Just one more chance. Let me pray. Oh Lord, just send me back. One more chance. Just give me one more chance.
Yeah, but if we're talking about stuff in this life.
I'm talking about this life. When you die and you go into
That's after. I'm going to talk about when you're alive here. Like religion is the biggest divide of every community. It's the biggest, like every community.
Think about all this.
I respect everyone in religion.
Moving on to another.
That was a good little debate though.
So Jaden wants to know, Max, when did you lose your virginity, if you even have?
After the religion.
Was that even after the operation? Oh, man, yeah.
That was the worst question you could have asked.
I've never done it.
What about in the stink?
What does that mean?
That doesn't really count, does it? A lot of people think that don't count.
I've never done anything with a girl before. I haven't even kissed a girl before in my life.
He's a gallist.
Huh? I'm a gallist, but I'm a verbalist.
Yeah, he does it for the video.
I've never done it for the video. I've never even... The most I've done with a girl is hug.
Someone just said, Max Kadar's body, you know, a laughing face.
And a violet, and he's been on a gym thing as well.
There's a brother.
Here's a good one, I can't lie, because we could all fall under. I don't know what your situations are. What's your opinion on having friends in jail? It's just part of life.
I mean, I've got no friends in jail.
I've been on visits and stuff. I think it's just part of life. I think it depends what they're in for, innit?
Boys go to jail.
Huh?
Hoping none of my boys go to jail.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
We pray that.
I want to go to jail, though. I want to go for one day.
Oh, fuck off.
Nah, don't.
I want to go to jail. I always want to be outside. The police catch me. I go in handcuffs and I get arrested. I want to see how it feels.
I think if you go in jail for trying to get money, I don't think it's shunned upon that much because you're trying to get out of your situation. Not that I agree with stuff that people are doing to get money and they end up in jail. I don't agree with it. I mean, I would never do them things myself because I know a lot of people that have gone in for that stuff and I just wouldn't do that. You know what I mean?
Now, I want to go to jail.
But it's a difference between if my boy went in jail for or he went in jail for a shot in puff. You know what I'm saying? There's a big difference on you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big difference.
Broski, if my boy goes to jail for that, that's him.
Yeah, no, what? He's not my boy no more.
He's not my boy.
Not my boy no more. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it matters on what you went jail for.
I want to go to jail, but actually, like, the feds thought I look like someone else and I go to jail. And I'm like, yes, I went there. Because I want to experience it. I want to be.
What is wrong with you?
Why would you want to go?
I just want to be, like, I want to go inside the police station when I'm locked up and I see all the other inmates. And they get angry at me, but they can't get through the door.
That's not going to happen because that's not being a holding cell.
You would not, and you would not go to jail for a day.
What's a holding cell?
Holding cell is before you go to
the Nick. That's before you go to the Nick. So you wouldn't make it into jail. You'd have to get convicted.
So it's like a random place to be sitting down.
So look, when you get arrested, you go to the police station.
You're a professional. What you been?
I've been arrested.
Yeah, you can get remanded.
You go to a holding cell.
I've never come to a yard.
They put you in a cell there, but you're not in jail, bro.
No.
Jail is after you come court.
Jail is after you've been sentenced.
Then you go to prison.
On visits, I ain't been in jail, no. Oh.
Then you go to prison and then you're in with a man. That's where it's techie.
Yeah.
You don't want that, bro. I mean, trust me, I want better for you. Big man.
I don't want to go there forever. I want to go for one day.
No, but you can't go for a day, bro.
You can't.
Experience the feeling.
No, you can go in a holding cell on a police station, but you can't go to jail for a day.
Even that's horrible. It's a white room with a little blue button, bro. You get me?
What is it like? jarring when you're in there.
Bro, I was in there for so long.
How long?
I felt like.
What, you got in a holding zone?
I was in a holding zone.
Did you?
For over a day, bro. But then
for
it
what?
Felt like I felt like I was in jail for 10 years.
Spiking girls' drinks.
Nah, I don't try to see.
I'll keep it right.
I didn't even know about this.
It doesn't matter.
Well, the only reason I want to go is I want to try that munch. My life.
It's dead. Curry rice.
You know my Novikov is hospital munch. I love hospital food. I can eat it.
Your Novikov is hospital munch.
Wallahi.
That is disgusting.
That is the best. The
hospital smells of illness.
Wallahi.
Yeah, it actually does.
You're actually weird, you know.
On my life.
Imagine growing up in hospital, genuinely.
Bro, I grew up there, bro. Just
doesn't matter, bro.
Wallahi, shout out to Royal Brompton.
See? That's
the hospital munch is...
Wallahi. How about this?
So what's it got for you? What's it got for you?
Okay.
What's it got for you? Hospital munch, plain food, your mum's cooking. Is that what it goes?
On my life. Marge's food and hospital food competing.
There's some serious questions there, sorry.
Wallahi. No, let's talk about it for a second, yeah? 12 o'clock, I used to get the lunch, yeah? You have to go downstairs. I used to go to school in the hospital. I went to hospital.
Yeah,
school.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he did. He had friends that were twins.
I had a lot of friends. I had a girl that I was friends with someone. I was blind. I was friends with someone. Mm. I had a tumor, bro. I linked up with hella man them there. But
do you still link up with them?
I don't know where they are now. But,
bless them.
Bless them alive. But obviously, 12 o'clock, they used to be school lunch. Max, they're waking up at 8 a.m. What do you want? Bro, it's 11:58. I was downstairs.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What did you see?
Well, they woke up at 8 and you was downstairs by 11:15.
What do you want for that for today?
Oh.
Broski, I used to, you know, I love.
What was it?
Oh, my days, from macaroni cheese with ribena, jacket potato tuna and cheese.
He's tasted it now.
Beans, oh, I love it.
Oh, in hospital?
And I love the custard cream cake. Don't even piss me off right now.
In hospital?
Oh, my days.
Ain't hospital food.
Fair play, man.
I need to go back to the hospital. What the? not for anything serious, isn't it? Just a checkup. I might have to sleep here for the night. Okay, yeah, I don't mind. And they got the longest nurse. Imagine I step there now. Imagine a girl recognize me.
No, you need to chill out.
Curtains.
Genuinely.
What are you saying, darling?
Be careful what you wish for.
Check my blood. Check my blood, darling. Check my PC. Check my ECG. And I love getting shirtless for them. I love it.
You are the most odd character I've ever come across.
Yeah. And this is actually how he is as
well. He's in real life. That's the worst thing about it. I can't lie.
People think he's a character. He generally ain't.
I'm looking at these questions, yeah? And I don't know what to, like, do you want me to just read some out?
Go on,
okay. Youngest thing you would drop.
Oh my God.
I can't lie. Some of these questions.
That's a good question.
Why are they asking?
I'm 20, innit? So I'm chilling.
You can't go no younger than 18. I can't lie if you're 20, bro.
Big man thing. There's just a threshold, bro.
It's weird.
Obviously, 18. How are you?
I'm 26.
26. So I feel like the youngest you could for 17.
What?
I'm chilling. I try. Now, 18. Could you do 18 and 26? Is that still weird?
I don't know. It's a bit weird. Yeah. I know it's legal and that and all above board.
Yeah, but
it's
a bit weird, though. But nah, bro. This is mental having this conversation.
Not
so we're going
to really,
make it mad short.
Like,
16 is legal, bro.
Unless someone's lied to me.
I'm not chopping a 16-year-old.
Unless an 18-year-old has lied to me about her age and she's in a venue where she's lied and I think she's older, I can't see myself chopping an 18-year-old personally.
So you want excuses for her?
This is what it sounded like to me. That's why I kind of said.
Because I know what girls are on. No, because I know what goes on.
If she stays lying,
why not? Can I see your ID? I got it. Nah, sweet.
Nah, there's the lane.
How is she? 14? What? Bro, she told me she was 26.
I think the Lengis girls are in North London, you know.
Bro. Oh,
what? I love girls. Honestly, imagine I was in an area called Arnest Grove one time.
Yeah.
Obviously. I was getting food.
I've just been drawn out bad.
I was getting food or whatever.
It sounds like, nah, if I was cheated out of my position, yeah, then obviously I didn't even mean
to. His brain, look.
No, because it sounds like I'm overly saying, yeah, I'll chop a young thing. I'll chop a young thing if you lie to me. Nah.
That's
you know I didn't mean like that.
He didn't mean
you
that.
Know I didn't mean like that.
No, but that was funny. Grove. I was in Tottenham, bro. I was in Tottenham and I seen 2-3 girls. Bro, I never knew North London girls come like that, bro. I love North London, bro.
Bro, why'd you keep getting into this?
Where's this tangent
as to
from?
Where, like, do you get it? Did you have a situation in North London where you just printing?
Do you just, yeah, you just printing.
I like to watch.
Okay, they're all over, bro.
But then it came. What's your type? My type.
Anything breathes.
Wallahi, me, I'm respectful. I'm not selfish. I eat anything.
Okay.
I chat to anyone. Well, like, you could be Mauritius and Chinese at the same time.
But that's a good mix. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about the craziest combination. I'll still chat to you. I don't care about who you are. I just care about you as a person.
Johnny's got so many funny ones. You know,
do
right,
I go on?
Seen you off my bonnet in music and in music.
What?
Music on.
Oh yeah.
In the toilet.
Oh, I see it.
Was it good? I didn't ask for a photo. He wants validation.
What's a bonnet?
Seeing you off my bonnet. In music on toilets, was it good? I didn't ask for a photo. Mate, if you was at your peanut, I don't know, it's up to you, innit?
No, I feel like
should I come and chat to
you? I can't lie, Johnny, yeah. you look like, you're a nice guy, obviously, I know you're my boy, but you look like, if I didn't know you, you have like this kind of aggressive.
Nah, people face. Say that
so
to me.
If I wasn't on the social media thing and I saw you, I'd be too scared to ask for
people picture. Say that, I don't know why.
I don't know, bro, I feel like you'd be like, bro, I'm not taking a picture.
I've never turned down a picture in my life.
So,
no.
Yeah, he won't do it.
I only turned down once, and the guy got hella guys on me. Wallahi, I had to stay in school, bro. Wallahi, this guy got me. Imagine, yeah, I was in the lift. Obviously, I had over a million on TikTok in it, so I was in college, innit? And obviously, I was on the lift. I was having a shit day. Imagine a guy backs out his phone. Where Mads Kadar, you know, active.
That jars me. When I back out, I've been asking.
Obviously, I was going to my class. I had a shit. I was like, nah, louder. What? Try to scrap me, my guy backed it. He's for my
brother. What a neat.
After school, wallahi, brought 2 cars and like 7 guys. Like, where's this Max guy? Where's Max?
He's some insecure boy.
In college?
On my life.
How insecure?
This is 2022, September times, wallahi.
What
I had over a million in it, so people knew who I was.
I've only turned down one picture, and that was because the geezer was off his nut on the Charlie, and he was chewing my fucking ear off. And I'd already taken that 6 picture of him, and he'd forgotten. He'd be like, all right, bro, let me get a picture. I'm like, brother, give me your phone. I was like, look, I've taken 6 pictures of you already. He's like, but let me just get a video in it for my boys. But what, like, what do you, I said, brother, please, in the nicest way, I beg you, fuck off. Cause you're just doing my head in.
Yeah.
Like, cause it was just a bit much. You're there for like half an hour.
The weirdest is when I'm eating, bro. You know when you're eating at Nando's and just someone, bro, I was with Sharky one time, yeah?
Yeah, they
like,
yeah.
I was with Sharks, innit, not too long ago. We went to Nando's, obviously we're eating, and we're lying, there's this girl. Just, it's so bait like this. Recording us.
I can't wait for the TikTok comments to say, who even are these people? They're so irrelevant. They've never been asked for a picture, they're making up.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for some. I hope we can share this with you. Our TikTok, but they hate us.
Oh, they hate us.
Yeah. Hate us.
God, yeah. If you hate them, I hate you too, man.
Fuck, you joining the man then?
Why did I say nigga? No, I'm backing you guys. If they hate the man, I hate you too.
Oh, say no more, that's good.
Come on, bro, see, I'm backing the man. If you don't back me, I don't back you. Period.
If you had to bag Margot Robbie, but Max and MH had to join, are you still do it? Well, that's
obviously.
Who's Margot Robbie?
We do that without Margot.
Wait, say the question.
No.
Say the question again.
If
basically, would you have a foursome with a Leng one? If it is us three involved and one thing.
I don't know. What's a threesome?
Yeah, see, that's why my brothers. You get me?
Yeah. But I'd rather not, though. I'd rather not be Bear Willies floating about.
No,
if she not get her 2 mates in.
If I scrape you accidentally.
No, we're not scraping with no time, but I'm not even looking down there, mate.
When I hug a girl, it's the most beautiful feeling, especially when they squeeze me and I squeeze her. Wallah, I love that. But I've never done that before, but I know the feeling how it feels.
He's the worst, you know. Where does it come from? Man said, I love hugging girls, but never done it before, but when I do it.
I can experience it, I can feel it. You know something? How about this? Imagine there's food that you've never ate in your life, but you see it. You know how it's gonna taste like.
But apparently your tongue knows what everything feels like. It tastes like.
Yeah, it does, mums. Like if you look at something, you know, it would be like.
Yeah, like, so, say even though you've never licked it. I know it sounds mad. Look,
I know how to lick
it. Stop. Look at that light, yeah? You see how it's got the light?
You know what it feels like.
If you used to run your tongue along, like, you know what it feels like.
I know exactly how
it feels. You've never licked it.
Exactly how it feels, but I've never licked it before.
Nah, can we actually give a shout out to that light?
Like, I can lick your glass.
Well,
I know
give a shout out to that light.
Well, shout out the light.
Lick my light. Lick my glass.
Chill out.
Will I lick it?
I'm not going to lick your glass.
Please, please.
But let me see what your eyesight's like.
I beg you, lick it, fam.
Brother, this is diabolical. You know that?
Wow. You look like a depressed stepdad.
I can't see a single thing, you know? Are you short-sighted or long-sighted?
What's that? Like when you see...
Can you see short? Can you see?
I can't see from far.
Makes sense. Oh, wait. Is it? So this helps you see from far?
Yeah.
Like over there, Amy...
I can't
see her. She's just a blur.
You see the time? ISO rec under it, the time. I can't read that number.
Is it? 54 minutes, 36.
I can't read that.
Put it on now.
I'm trying to find another question.
39.
Poor thing, man.
Just a quick one. Someone said, met you over in Ibiza, what a bloke. How you finding being home? I am fucked, mate. It's all long. This country's long, innit?
I can't like raps if I go Ibiza. I think every John, Holly, Hannah, Stacey, they're on, man. Absolutely.
I feel like if you went, you'd shut down.
I can't lie. But I feel like I've rinsed it too much now, man. I actually have. I've been 14 times, but I'm not saying that in a proud, boasting way. I genuinely just have. It's just, I've done it.
It's just too much.
It's the same shit. It is lit, but it's the same shit. No, but I can't lie. Like, for this year has been a bit died down. I've even, because I know better workers out there, innit? Because I've been better.
Yeah.
And like, they even say, like, the island's been dead this year.
On my life, wallah, I'm being serious. If you're on it, wallah, let's go this week for one day. On my life, I'll come on.
Why'd I go for one day, bro?
No, I just want to see it. Just see it and come back to London. Wallahi, I'll book my flight right now. If you guys are on it to go for one day, wallahi.
I'll go with you today, right now.
Say wallahi, you're on it.
Wallahi, I would do it.
On my life, you're on it today.
Yeah.
Say wallahi.
No, you ain't.
I would.
No, you ain't.
I've got Star Child, it's cost me 20 quid.
Oh, yeah,
I'll fucking do it. I'll go.
Wallahi. We won't even book an Airbnb.
It's Wednesday. If we hit now, we could hit fucking Amnesia Paradise.
What?
By tonight.
Just send it.
You
and
two
go
would
on.
Not be able to keep up with me, though.
Are you on it
tonight? See, look, he loves it, bro.
You wouldn't.
He said you two would not be able
you
to keep up.
Are you on it
what?
Tonight?
James,
nah,
you
know, I'm not.
Hey,
I'm not.
You know
this is
like, if we went out beef with Johnny, it would be one of them things where we're behind him. He's like, come, boys, we're going in.
Pattern up, man.
Come on, pattern up, bro.
Pattern up.
I'll get Uber right now. I'll get my passport. Wallahi, I'm here. Gatwick or Heath, whatever the hell you are.
All right, bro. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, bro.
See, I love guys that sponsor. All
right, here's a good one. Here's a good one. I want to do this. Johnny, this one's for you. Can you address the Forex trading stuff?
What is there to address? I don't really like talking about on this podcast because people just call me a scammer straight away without even looking into my personal thing. Like, at the end of the day, yeah, I'm not putting a wall over people's eyes. I'm not saying I've mastered it or whatever. Do you know what I mean? At the end of the day, with the group, I'm going to keep it short and sweet because a lot of people, use this podcast for
other stuff.
Keep it short and sweet. My group, I've got proper traders in there. I mean, I'm not saying I've mastered trading, but I employ people that are fucking master at trading. You can either earn more money while you're at work, extra P's. It's all legit. Like, yeah, just call it a scam if you want, innit? It's up to you, innit? But
has anyone confronted you in real life?
Like, no, people are earning money.
People
the only people that call me a scammer is the ones that fucking...
Has anyone ever tried to say to you in person? Yeah. You'll knock them out, like. Imagine a random person. Oh, you're a guy that scams on Forex. Like, they don't.
But they wouldn't know because I just proved them wrong in front of their face.
I've...
Why do I bang them?
Sometimes
I've never had hate in my life.
Listen. I sit here and I watch Johnny do it, bro. If I sit here and I see him do it...
On my life, wallah, I'm not even joking, yeah? I was in Brighton last week, yeah? Obviously, I'm with my boy.
Where's
yeah?
it going?
Where's this guy?
I'm with my boy. I'm from afar. He looked like a Joe. I'm from afar. He's like, your TikToks are shit. So obviously, I'm thinking, what the hell am I hearing? Your TikToks are shit. I see him.
It's your phone. Yeah, go on.
Give me 2 seconds, darling.
Go on.
You had the lock button, innit?
Obviously, I'm like, say it to my face, bro. Like, I just said, come here, like, just sit here. Come on, dude. Like, yeah, mate.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I was like, fucking shit.
What'd you do?
He said it to my face. I said, Broski, what makes you say that though? He's like, look at you, bro. You're just arrogant. Like, you just think you're the guy.
See,
bro,
these I've had that before. I can't lie. And I just mock him.
My life, I was going to scrap him. But I was thinking, he's with 3 brothers. I'm on my ones. So let me not do too tough. I did not do too much.
You would have had him though if he was bad.
All my life, it was just him. Wallahi, I was my guy.
Actually, I would have called him. I can't lie. I had something at Winter Wonderland. I just clocked. I just remembered. I was in a queue at Winter Wonderland getting a drink, yeah? So I've walked past these three boys and I'm with my other boy going to the front and I go, and they said, Johnny Carey. And so I turn around and I said, put my phone up. I say, sweet. He's like, yeah, you're always, man. And I just turn around and I said, what'd you say? And he's just on his phone like that, his three mates. I said, what did you say? He said, I'm a waste man. He said, no, I'm joking, man. It's like, why? It's because you're on, no,
you know what I mean?
No, because like, you're on social media, fuck. They think this geezer's a waste man. He's not going to say nothing. Bro, I'm still a human being. I'm still a normal geezer, bro. You think I'm a melt? Just
my life, it happened to me, but
if you like, just because I'm online, cool, you can say what you want on the keyboard because we can't do nothing about that. And if we react, we look like a div. But try to say something in real life. Yeah. I will say something back. Like, I'm not a dickhead, innit?
Well, I'll keep it buck. Anyone that hates someone or violates me, wallahi, it's long when I start going gym. Wallahi, if I had muscles on me, yeah, I'm a bully. I'd bully everyone and anyone. If I had muscles, we want a picture. Fuck off, you're not getting no picture today. I'm like that.
So you just say yes because you're there?
Yeah, because I'm skinny, I know I'll get smoked. But if I weren't skinny, I'm violating everyone and everyone.
I hear it. But you know you're good, right? I used to be like you as well.
But let's talk about this, yeah?
Go on. This guy just wants.
Give me my money.
No, we're not doing that.
What?
If you think we're ever, this is where the episode ends, and it's perfect because it's an hour. Perfect. Leave
give me
my alone.
Money.
We're not doing, give me my, do you see that little trend?
No.
Good.
You ain't on TikTok.
Forget
you?
It.
Do you watch TikTok?
No, I don't really watch social media.
Brain
at all,
rot,
really.
Fam. That's brain rot.
Well, I'm watching TikTok. I'm a bad brain rot, fam.
But, but I hate that trend. We're not doing it. You know I cringe whenever I see it?
That's funny, though. My sister did it to my mom because they're on holiday right now. I was dying.
Wait, did your mom, no one clap for your mom?
No one clapped for my mom. Always.
Did she looking around like?
She was laughing like awkward. Like, why are you all laughing?
I love it when they do it for little kids. They start bawling.
I don't have a clue what these two are talking about.
Bro, you definitely see it.
I'm like, oh, the youth is stuck.
We'll do it right now. I'll start, you do it, you do it next.
We're not doing it.
No, wala. Come, just start clapping when I say give me my money, yeah? Just give me my money. I don't see it.
Just give me my money.
Oh, I've seen it. Now you lot are going to clap for me. I've seen it. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, on that note, we're never doing that again. I'm so sorry.
That's not even funny.
For the last 15 seconds of what just happened.
Hey, do you mind shaving your ass here? Wallah.
Yeah, podcast done. Do you shave your ass?
I have done before.
Apparently, it's weird to do it.
I have done before, can't lie. Like when I was with my ex years ago, I'm talking like six years ago.
I've done it and now, bro. My
I ain't done it since though.
I can't sit down properly. I'm bleeding.
It itches bare, innit?
I'm bleeding a bit from my boxers.
It itches bare, bruv. You're bleeding a bit from here. You got powers, cuz.
I got Gillette.
Gillette? What's that?
The Gillette.
Gillette. Right, anyways, that's the end of the episode.
I can't wait for this episode.
That's the end of the episode. Hope you did enjoy. Cheers, Max, for coming on.
Yep.
See you later.
Take care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.